Welcome to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm Laura Dierda, an editor at Becker's Healthcare, and I'm thrilled to welcome David Dill, President and CEO of LifePoint Health in Nashville, Tennessee. David, we're thrilled to have you on the podcast. Before we begin, could you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure. Thank you, Laura, for having us today, and I look forward to spending a few minutes together. My name is David Dill. As you referenced, I am currently the President and Chief Executive Officer of LifePoint Health, located in Nashville, Tennessee. I've been with the company for almost 14 years now. I joined the company as the CFO of our company, and then I moved over into the President and Chief Operating Officer role for a number of years. And I just started my third year as the Chief Executive Officer of the company, and I look forward to sharing a little bit more about our organization and what we stand for.
Well, David, can you tell us a little bit about LifePoint Health and a few points of pride?
I'd be more than happy to. LifePoint Health is a leading national healthcare system. We have 88 hospital campuses in 29 states, and we own and operate more than just the hospital. We also operate physician practices, post-acute service providers, skilled nursing facilities, assisted living facilities, nursing homes, behavioral health facilities, and many other outpatient centers, including ambulatory surgery centers and freestanding EDs and urgent care centers. Across this network of hospitals and communities in 29 states, we employ more than 55,000 caregivers and employees. And we are, I like to think of ourselves as the leader in the delivery of community-based healthcare. So that's a little bit about the organization. We started a little over 20 years ago, and we've been committed to our mission of making communities healthier. One of the points of pride that just jumps out at me as we've gone through the last 9 months in this pandemic is resilience and compassion. First and foremost, those on the front line delivering care. I did a Thanksgiving message to our employees several weeks ago, and I shared with our employees across the country that we're ending the year of what has been one of the most challenging years that any of us have faced. But we're also ending the year, for me, in one of the most inspirational years that I've ever been part of. As I watch those on the front line delivering care and taking care of their communities, to our hospital administrators and staff, how they have supported our frontline caregivers around the country, and then finally our team here at our Health Support Center in Nashville, Tennessee. All those groups coming together, focused on our mission of making communities healthier, that has been inspirational to me. It's been inspirational to our leadership team, and that mission is what we have rooted ourselves in over the last 22 years, and we will continue to do that into the future.
That's fantastic, and thank you so much for telling us about LifePoint Health. Now, what are you seeing with COVID-19, and how have your strategies for mitigating it evolved in the past year?
It is an interesting year. Has been an interesting year. We're still in the middle of this. I don't think we should lose sight of that. And while vaccines are beginning to arrive in many communities around the country, we are still in the middle of this pandemic. And our numbers of the number of patients that we're treating on a daily basis continues to climb. So I think it's a good reminder for all of us that we need to continue to do our part. But there are a lot of learnings that we've had this year. Collaboration and partnership comes to mind. We have always been an organization, just because of the role that we play in the communities, what I was referencing earlier, being the only hospital in most of these communities, being partners with the community to help guide each of these locations through the evolving healthcare landscape. And it's never been more evident as this year, the importance of collaboration and partnership. And I think a combination of that collaboration and partnership has led to some unprecedented results. This is a new territory for all of us. Information evolves every week. It evolves every day. And even sometimes it's evolving on an hourly basis. And this has pushed us to make sure that we're communicating and collaborating, sharing research, adopting best practices to address the challenges of this pandemic. So collaboration I believe has allowed us to break down a few barriers. If I were to get a little more specific on what that means for us, telehealth is one of those areas. Public-private partnerships to break down barriers and crossing state lines. We're a national platform that we talked about earlier. But this area of our business, telehealth, is something that we've talked about for many, many years. But this pandemic has really not only evolved that strategy, but accelerated the importance of that strategy. Supplies. We participated through the American Hospital Association in what was called the Dynamic Ventilator Program. If we were to all rewind back into April, there was a great fear that we were going to run out of ventilators in our country, and some of the greatest manufacturers around the world, and certainly here in the U.S. that were going to be manufacturing ventilators, may not be able to build them fast enough. So a group of leading healthcare organizations came together to build a kind of a virtual inventory of ventilators, with the thought process being, as this pandemic spreads, there's parts of the country that may not need ventilators that they have on their shelves or in their ICUs, that we could share those ventilators to our greatest points of need. And so we were part of that. And that, once again, that collaboration came through loud and clear through COVID. And now we enter something that's really historic with the vaccine. On Monday morning, I woke up to a picture in my inbox of a little box in one of our hospitals in southern Indiana. And inside that box was a lot of hope. And vaccine deliveries began to happen. And the energy that was created in our hospitals for our caregivers to know that there's now going to be an added layer of protection for them to continue to come into the hospital each and every day and take care of their patients. And we're working with state hospital associations, academic medical centers, federal government. That collaboration, once again, theme comes through, and I'm really excited about the vaccine distribution. So we have been in daily contact with our academic medical center partners. We have a lot of partnerships with Duke University and with Emory University, University of Washington, Billings Clinic, Norton Healthcare in Louisville. We have some very strong both not-for-profit and AMC partners, and I think that spirit of partnership working together to solve common goals really proved out to be the right strategy and certainly evolved our strategy as it relates to partnerships.
Fantastic. It sounds like you've had a really busy year, and obviously most likely not what you had planned heading into 2020, but really been able to make the most of the opportunities that you've had to care for your community and staff. And I'm glad that there's a little bit more energy and excitement with the vaccines arriving.
Yes.
Now, before we end our conversation, I wanted to ask you about leadership. What are three pieces of advice that you would give emerging leaders today?
Well, I think we've all learned a lot about ourselves, about our teams, about our organizations over the last 9 months. And if I try to think about three areas, it's hard to keep it just to three, but you asked for three. I think first, knowing who you are and knowing your mission as an organization and using it as a tool. So I talked about 22 years of our company's has been in existence, and our mission statement is making communities healthier. That is what guides us every day. That is what guides me every day. It clearly defines our priorities of what's important as we entered COVID, but taking care of our patients and protecting and supporting our people and being leaders in our community. So going back to kind of your roots, And having a mission statement and leaning on that mission statement and using it as a tool. One of the things that I learned through this pandemic in a time of any crisis, but certainly what we've been through here in 2020, is you really become more of who you are. Your culture either gets you through it or exposes you. And the culture of our company, the mission of our company, is not only what's led us this far into the pandemic, but will lead us out of this pandemic and into the future. So that's one. Two, I think about discomfort and growth. And growth happens in periods of discomfort. And we've seen a lot of things going on around us in our country as it relates to George Floyd. And our organization has gathered to learn more about ourselves as it relates to diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's very important. Inclusion is one of our core values as an organization. And as our teams have come together, some virtually now, but as our teams have come together Learning more about our organization and ourselves has led to an extraordinary amount of growth, both personally for our team members, for me, but also for our organization. So one piece of advice will be find areas of discomfort, because that is where you will grow and expand as a person and as a leader, and it will help your organization evolve as well. And then finally, I think knowing your resources, that was highlighted to me so much, Laura, through the chaos, if you will, of what we've all been dealing with in healthcare. But really understanding where your resources are, and it's hard sometimes as a leader. Certainly, I feel it in my role that I have to have all the answers, but I don't have all the answers. And I don't have to have all the answers as long as I know where to go in the organization to find them. I also realize that you can't do everything by yourself. In an organization, whether it's a small business or large national organization like ours with 55,000 people around the country, you can't do it all by yourself, and you don't have to do it all by yourself. But in the spirit of collaboration and partnerships, which are important to our company, you lean on that network, you listen, you gather the facts, and then you act. So I think the mission, finding discomfort and growing, and knowing your resources would be three pieces of advice that I would give to young leaders.
David, that's a fantastic summary of really how to emerge and grow and develop within an organization. And I really appreciate your advice today. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been a great conversation. I look forward to connecting with you again in the future.
Laura, thank you. Thank you for everything that you and Becker's are doing, and look forward to talking to you again soon.